So chapter 17 does an overview. This is a chapter where Fletcher is having conversations with teachers from the perspective of what they can do more in the classroom with boys. And Fletcher gives his input on what teachers can do and how it feels as a boy writer. So certain things is that limits should be subjective in boys' writing. So we understand we have to place those limits, but making sure we're not being too strict on the what we allow boys to write, because sometimes they have to go to the extreme to really get their point across. But making sure we put certain limits in place due to like appropriateness and things of that nature. And then boys' purpose is important for writing, because sometimes boys don't know what they're really writing about, but if they have a purpose, it's easier for them to convey their feelings and expressions throughout their writing. And then boys should be discouraged from making fun of someone in their writing. It is been told that boys are sometimes seen as bullies, and sometimes they might write about a topic where they're bullying someone in their writing, and we want to just try to push boys away from this, because that's something that we really want to discourage in our students, not just boys but girls too. We really want to discourage someone making fun of another person. And then drawings could be used to teach the writing craft. So this goes back to earlier, previously discussed, drawings really help boys in their writing. It really helps a lot, because sometimes they are not able to easily express their feelings just through words. They sometimes have to draw out those pictures to visually show the reader what they are thinking in their little minds. And then there's no downside to engaging students. Some teachers feel that once students are engaged, it's really hard for them to transition if they're like overly excited. This is something that really should not be worried about, because when we engage students, they're willing to easily transition to the next part of whatever the lesson is. It's easier for them to focus. And then technology is a big part. We want to make sure that we're using technology in our writing, because sometimes we don't want to just use paper. Sometimes it's good to use laptops and smart boards to try to engage the students.